because we probably won't go that far. We're not going to get to the top. That will make it even more complicated.
I don't know.
All right, so let's just go through the sugya, paraphrase the sugya. The Gemara on Tav Gilma Amid Bey brings the kasha of Rav Yosef, the Rav of Nechunya, whether or not a person is allowed to sleep on his tefillin, under his head. Okay, the Gemara says you certainly can't sleep with the tefillin under your feet, because that's bizoyan, but can you sleep with it under your head? What about sleeping with it under the rest of your body? More doesn't talk about it. Rishonim do talk about it, and they seem to say that that's also true. Maybe not because of bizoyan, but because you're going to roll over on it. Well, why? Apparently, your torso is, they consider, a dangerous place to keep it, because you could really crush them. Your head is not, and your leg is not. Your head is okay, therefore, maybe, and your legs is there. That's what the Rishonim I saw say. So Gemara says, this is the question. Can you sleep with tefillin under your head? Obviously, we're going to see from the Gemara that there's sort of a trade-off over here in terms of the reason why you're sleeping with it under your head is because you want to protect them. So the question is, on one hand, you're protecting them. On the other hand, you're sort of using them as a pillow. So they're competing impulses over here. So Gemara says, Gemara brings to Shmuel that you can't sleep with it under your head, and Shmuel throws in another, he inserts another chiddush. Not only can you sleep with it under your head, afilu ishto imo. Now, ishto imo is understood by the Beis Yosef to mean, it's sort of like a euphemism, ishto imo. It doesn't really mean literally, it doesn't mean just ishto imo. It means you're planning to have tashmish. That's what ishto imo means. And if you're not, then this whole problem of ishto imo doesn't apply. The Taz, is this the Taz that I gave you? No, it's not the Taz that I gave you. The Taz takes quite vehement exception to the Beis Yosef, and how can he say such a thing? And even though I ain't kedai, I'm right. Mm-hmm. Says that even if he brings all kinds of riots, and it's actually the Beis Yosef has a riot, but I don't want to go into all the yukim from the Gemara, but the Beis Yosef says that ishto imo means you're planning on having tashmish. The Taz says no. You know, if you're not, if it's the imo, so there's a gzera, maybe you'll do it. It's usher in any case. Okay. A big machlokas, post give about that. Anyway, so but the Gemara brings the shita of Shmuel that it's mutter to sleep with it under your head, even ishto imo. Okay. Gemara says, how can you say that? There's a Beferish Braisa that says that you can't sleep with it under your head. Right? That you can't sleep it under your head, but only if ein ishto imo, right? The Braisa says lo yeniach azn tefila tach margalosa. Okay, that we know, that's derech bizoyan, that doesn't seem to be controversial. But manich an tach marashosa, and that seems to be like Shmuel, but not like Shmuel's additional kiddush. V'mhoise ishto imo asur. Okay. So that's the kashan Shmuel. The Gemara says it's an amazing thing. Amar Rava, Avagav Tanya Tzuyut Shmuel Hichos Hakavose. Even though we have a brisa specifically that contradicts Shmuel, we still pass it like that. And the Gemara says, why? My tama kol l'nturure l'nturinu tvei odis. Somehow, because since he wants to keep it under his next to him. Under his head, in order to protect him, to protect them. So therefore, it's mutter afil ishto imo. Okay, it's an amazing Gemara in many ways. And the Achronim will talk about it. Even the Mishonim talk about it. That how you have here a Gemara that says that you paskin like an Amora who's contradicted by a Braisa, because you somehow there's a good reason for what the Amora said. We'll talk about that. And the Rabbeinu Yonah has a whole discussion saying that we pass like, and we pass in, the Gemara says we pass like Shmuel. The Riff says we pass in like Shmuel. And he says, even though it's contradicted to the Braisa, because this is the same thing the Gemara says. So the Achronim say on the Rabbeinu Yonah, what does Rabbeinu Yonah have to say the same thing the Gemara says? What does he go through the same discussion? So what you see seems to be is that the Gemara says that they passed like Rav Shmuel, and we say that we passed like Shmuel, with using the same logic apparently. That even though he's contradicted by a Braita, for some reason, since it's Linturinhu Tzveyot.
We don't go far enough. Because they said under the legs is because of Bizyonis. And he said, okay, here's Bizyon, the Bizyon, we're protecting it.
Protecting the Ipto Emo. That's what he's saying.
But there's a good. The Gars is. It's worse. Watching it is better than the Bizyonim.
Who are you referring to?
The Bas. Tve'adif
mebizyone, right.
So.
Linturinu tve'adif mebizyone. To watch it is better, is more important than causing it some bizoyim.
Right.
What's the some bizoyim? Bizoyim is ishto imo.
Which is less of a bizoyim than under your legs.
Which is less than a bizoyim under your legs and less
than a
of a factor than watching it.
Okay. Wasn't it often practice among people to keep valuables under their head at all times?
I guess that's yeah.
Like jewels.
I guess so. I guess so. But you don't have to be concerned. But you don't have to be concerned about the
Bizyon.
You do have to be concerned about the Bizyon of Tefillin. All right. So that's one issue. The issue of Ishto Imo. Then we have the statement of Yirmiyah. That Yirmiyah says that you keep it being Karla Kesef Shalok Keneged Rosho. All right. Which seems to disagree with Shmuel. All right. Shmuel said that you put it under your head. And Rav Yirmiyah says that you put a shalok neged rosh. And the Gemara asks a kasha on Rav Yirmiyah from the Braisa that says menichan bekova tachas merosh osov. So you see that you can put it under your head, right? So the Gemara answers the mafik lo lamusha the kova laba, that it's talking about where either not really sleeping under your head or it's not completely under your head. In other words, the tefillin are in a bag that's under your head. But maybe the tefillin are not completely under your head, or maybe they're not even in the part of the bag that's under your head, so therefore it's mutter. Okay? That's the Gemara. Then the Gemara brings a couple other statements about what people do with tefillin, and then the Gemara brings a maitza, right? And the Gemara always talks about halacha la maitza, it's always very important. The Gemara brings a maitza with Rav Hamnuna Breda of Yosef, who was by Rava, and Rava said to him, go get me my tefillin. And apparently this is the way that the Amoraim used to teach their Talmidim Halachos, by exposing them to their practices, not telling them the Halachos was at least go get my tefillin. So he went to get his tefillin, and he saw somehow that the tefillin was Ben Karla Keset, Shlo Keneged Rosha, which seems exactly like Rabbi Yirmiyah. And not only that, Vahavi Adana Yom Tefillah Havim. So he knew it was Yom Tefillah. Exactly what kind of Yom Tefillah is different. We shown have different explanations. It is Yom Tefillah for his wife, and therefore he must have had Tashmish, because there's a mitzvah to have Tashmish on Yom Tefillah. Or he knew that Rava went to the mikvah the next morning, so it must be because he had Tashmish the night before. So in any case, he knew that it was Ishto Imo, and so he wanted to teach him that halacha, that you put it in Karla Keses, Shalok Keneged Rosho, Vafilu Ishto Imo. Okay?
On Rabbi Yirmiyah, when he says not under your head, on the side, right? So what? And
he's learned Strat and the Braisa that way. Shalok Keneged Rosho, right?
Right, and then we're bringing from the Braisa that say it's permitted. Why wouldn't we just say, well, he went further? In other words, why is
he
that?
He went Qumrah?
Yeah, that, in other words, why is that country a straight country? He didn't do something the Braisa said he can't do.
I don't know. In other words, you want to say that maybe Rabbi Yirmiyah, we can pass, just like Shmuel disagreed with the Braisa about Ishto Imo, so maybe Rabbi Yirmiyah disagrees with the Braisa?
But it's a different disagreement. He agrees with the Braisa, but he went a step further. Why is that a contradiction to the... Why is the Braisa contradiction?
Could you hold on to that question? Because I want to do the Tosos first. All right? So, again, the Gemara asked the Kashrut and Rav Yirmiyah, who says that it's Shalok Keneged Rosho from the Braisa that says Taks from Rosh Hoshav. And the Gemara says it's not really Taks from Rosh Hoshav, it's really Mapik Lamursha. It's really protruding. Okay? Tosos asked the Kashrut Tomar... Aim of a Kovah Shalok Keneged Rosho. Maybe when it says in the Braisa So it doesn't mean literally under your head. It means next to your head. Just like we must have learned Pshat according to Rabbi Yirmiya in the previous Braisa on the Chav Gilma with Beis that says Lo yaniach adam tefillah tachas maraglosos neishnog derech eretz avol manichot tachas maraglosos. Says there explicitly that you put it under your head. So why isn't that a kasha? So we must say because it doesn't mean literally under your head. So if that doesn't mean literally under your head, why do we assume that this braisa means literally under your head? So Tosfos says, you know why? Because it uses the word kova. If it were just a menichon tachas maraglosos, then we'd understand that it means what?
Not exactly
under your head. But the fact that it requires a kova must mean you know why you need a kova? Because it's really under your head. And that's a kasher in Birbia. Someone says, no, even though it's in a kova, it's not really under your head. It's protruding. So why does it say the case of kova? Because it means, even though it's... You hear what I'm asking? Tosfos doesn't talk about this. The more, according to Tosfos, the kasher from the Braisa is because since it says... You can sleep on it under your head with a kova. It must mean you're really on it, and therefore the kasher and review says you can't sleep really on it. More says it's not really on it; it's sticking out. So the question is: so then, why did I pick the case of kova? So the Gro explains that the chiddush is that even though you're partially sleeping on it, you're not. It's not completely on top of it, but you are sleeping on these tefillin. They are under your head; they're just protruding. So that's the chiddush, that's not considered tachas maraglosos. Okay? Alright. So that's Tosfos. So that's the first part of Tosfos. Then Tosfos asks another question. Tosfos asks the question, the Omer, what is it, Rabbi Yosef? Is that what it says in the box? The Omer, Rabbi Yosef. Yeah, and as Aaron pointed out, how does the Bach know to say that Rabbi Yosef doesn't say that in Tosfos? He knows it because he takes this question from the Talmid Rabbi Yonah, where the Talmid Rabbi Yonah gives the name of the person. But he asks the question, "My ira b'kova, if you're shalom b'kova nami." Okay? We did this already. We did that. That's a terrorist. Mekomakom kasha. That's what I wanted to do. Mekomakom kasha lishne. The Mari b'ishto imo. The boy klibasov. Lishne the Mari b'ishto imo. The boy klibasov kli. Why does the Gemara say that the reason why was the whole kasha because it says kova? That's why you have a question on Rabbi Yirmiya, and you don't interpret that it says tachas maraglosos means next to because it says kova. It's mashma is really under your head. So maybe the reason why it says kova is because it talks about ishto imo. As ishto imo, you need to have a kova because you need kli b'sof kli. Aside from sleeping on the tefillin, there's a brayta on Chav Hei Amud Beis that says that if you have tashmish in the bayis, so any tefillin in the, or sefer Torah or anything doshal kedusha in the bayis has to be kli b'sof kli. So maybe that's why it says kova. Let me explain that again. Tosfos just got through saying that the reason why we have to kashmish brayta and we assume it means really onto your head is because it says it requires kova. So it says no. Maybe the reason why it says kova is because it's talking about ishto imo, and if it's ishto imo, you need a kli b'sof kli. So you have what are the two kalim? So according to the Talmid Rabbi Yonah, two kelim, one keli is what? The kova. And the other keli is the Vinkala Keter. Somehow it's surrounded by the linen, by your bedding, so that's one kli. And the kova is the second kli. Okay, that's Tosfos. And Tosfos leaves it with Tzurkim.
Tzurkim is why?
What's the kasha on Rabbi Yirmiya from the Braisa, from the fact that it says kova? Right. Maybe the reason it says kova is because you're talking about even ishto imo, and you need kova for kli b'sof kli.
Right.
So, this is a very sort of technical sugya, very mechanical in terms of working out all the things. Conceptually, what I think you see over here is this kli b'sof kli maybe functions as two separate things. One function of kli b'sof kli is the ishto imo, right? That this idea that that you can't have tashmish in a place where you're filling it. So you need the tefillin has to be not there. It has to be kli b'sof kli. The other thing is that somehow a kli b'sof kli is going to help you, even if it's, I don't know, does it help you if it's, it doesn't help you? Just put your head under it, correct? Because it's still protruding. But that's the other possible purpose of a kli b'sof kli.
But then again, what Tosfos' question is: this we're dealing with kova and kli b'sof kli for some other issue.
How do you know to ask on Rabbi Yirmiya that it must mean that you have it mamash under your head by virtue of the fact that it says that it's in a kova? Maybe, in other words, it must mean the in the kasha. Right. The function of the kova was to make it a kli b'sol kli for what purpose?
Kasha.
According to the Gemara, it was for the purpose of being able to put it under your head.
Right.
A different function of kli b'sol kli. So it says no. Maybe kli b'sol kli is because you're having it's ishtel imo, and the kli b'sol kli is for serving that purpose. But you could still say that it's keneged rosho and not tachas rosho. Just like you said in the other price, and it won't be a kashmir of union. It's pretty complicated, right?
So it pushes it
but up. The underlying purpose of Tachas Rosho, of having it closed, was...
Purpose of what?
Of having it...
Of having it under your head, is
I guess to protect it,
right. As I said, there's a trade-off over here. On the one hand, you're trying to protect your soul. I guess someone mentioned, I think, a couple people mentioned, that you're putting it under your head so that you'll feel if, on your body, you'll feel if somebody starts tugging on it,
right.
Obviously, something starts tugging on it, and you'll be able to protect your tefillin. And even if it's protruding, the idea is you're still connected to it, so you'll be able to feel it. On the other hand, it's to put it under your head, like as a pillow. That's the derech mizayim. So there's a trade-off over here. Anyway, so again, what's Tosfos kasha? That the whole reason Tosfos said the Gemara is the kasha from that brisa is because it says kova. That what? That it needs to be in a kli b'sol kli in order to put your head on it? No, maybe the reason why it says kova is because it needs to be a kli b'sol kli because it's talking about ishto imo. And in the case of ishto imo, you need kli b'sol kli for a completely different purpose, whether your head's on it or not. So maybe the braisa really means kli b'sol kli for ishto imo. And when it says it's under your head, it doesn't mean under your head, it means next to your head, just like we said in the previous part. That's the third thing it told us.
So he pushed off it from this question to here, and then he asked a similar question on this.
He said that what? The reason we didn't ask the question from here is because of kova. Kova must mean because that it's mamish under your head.
No, here it's obvious that it's connected.
Here it's obvious that you say that it means connected. Here it says kova, you think it means under. So it says, well, maybe it doesn't mean under. Doesn't mean under, it means connected. And the reason it says kova is because of ishto imo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Okay. Follow all that? That's great if you follow that. It's very complicated. And it's not going to get much more complicated, so don't give up, because I'm going to end this very soon. I'm just going to do now the Rashash. Okay? Rashash is going to answer this Tosfos kasha. What's Tosfos kasha? So this kasha is, how does the Gemara know to ask the Rabbi Yirmiyah from the Braisa that says kova, that meaning that kova must mean that you're sleeping on it. Maybe the reason it says kova is because of ishto imo, and therefore this shouldn't be a kasha on Rabbi Yirmiyah. So if you look at the Braisa, at the Rashash on page 168, Tosfos Dibur Masul Lahor, you have it Vahor. We call Makasha, the Ishtu Yimol, Niyasati. Okay, that's the answer to the Rashash. Nearly Yashiv. The Pirish Vahotani. Was it Rav Chia, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The Pirish Vahotani Rav Chia. Hainu Bahabraisa Le'el. The Tani Bey. Bimhoisa Ishtu Yimol. Osa. Hoyamose Vahabraisa Telas Bikova. Okay, I'm sorry. I should have told you to do a couple more words. What does Tosfos say? Anybody know what is Rashash saying?
Actually,
anybody know what Rashash is saying?
It says the kova in that first price.
Yes, but that doesn't answer the question. What's the question? Maybe the reason why you need a kova is because of what? Ishto imo.
But it's also anyway.
So Tosfos is saying, if you look at this brisa, you know that it can't be talking about ishto imo. Tosfos is saying this brisa of Tani Reb Chia was really a part of the previous brisa. What did the previous brisa say? The previous brisa said, "Lo yiniach chad tshul of tasm agalosa, but nei shnoig on derech mizoyon, avol niach tasm rasholsa, v'mhoisa ishto imo osur." So it's talking about the whole case is talking about where ain ishto imo, and nevertheless, and then Reb Chia comes and says that it's not good enough that you can put a tasm rasholsa if you have a kova, right? So it's talking about is ishto could you say the kova is because is for the purpose of ishto imo?
No,
because the Braisa explicitly says that it's talking about ain ishto imo. So what's the reason why you need kova? So in the Hava Mina, the Gemara thought the reason you need kova is in order to put your head on it. In the Maskana, the Gemara says no, you're not putting your head on it. You're it's protruding in the bag outside your head. And why does it say that you need? Then what's the chiddush of kova? What's the chiddush of kova? What's the chiddush of kova?
It's the
gross
chiddush.
Yeah. What did the gross say? Said what? The gross says the chiddush of kova.
You're lying partially on it.
You're partially on it, right? Shar hakov that. This is Lashna Gruah. Masha Kosta Kova Osa Lashmi Inan. That which says Kova according to this, which is not really sleeping on it. So why does it say Kova at all? It comes to teach you the Ain Surah Elamapik Mursha the Kova Lavar. You only need the protrusion to stick out. Bar means under your, from outside of your head. The Hainu Mokamatsilan Avo Shar Hakova Mutaliyos Taksim Arshosa Mamash. That what? That you're allowed to be sleeping on the tefillin bag as long as the tefillin themselves are protruding. We'll stop over here.
I don't know why they
did it. Tefillin
aren't in it.
The tefillin
are
in it.
No, but they're not on the part you're sleeping over.
Right. Well, that's the case.
I'm sorry,
this is very complicated. I never got to the Taz. It's just a lot more complicated. The Taz is cool.
Do we need this next week then?
No, I don't think that in order to do this next week, we'd have to go back into the studio again. We have to start over again.